The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
All right, we are back on our Friday edition. And, of course, it's jam-packed with guests today, as you may well expect. You know, with election on the minds of everybody, they seem to be pulling back on their spending as far as major purchases go. And, of course, Greg Phillips, who is the creator of Ground Fusion AI, which is a platform that revolutionizes targeted political engagement with data on 211 million voters. He's a trailblazer in political technology with over 40 years of experience and is the host of the top tech podcast, Patriot Games. Gotta love that title. And the co-star and executive producer of the widely acclaimed docudrama 2000 Mules. Now, I know you've seen that, Dinesh D'Souza, right? Greg, welcome to the show, sir.
Dave, thank you for having me.
All right, so the situation now, you have a Ground Fusion AI. Exactly what is that? I'm assuming artificial intelligence is involved in this?
It is. We built a database, as you mentioned, 211 million records. That's pretty much all of the voting records in the United States. We have voting history going back 25 years. We have cell phones. We have emails. We have 300 to 500 data elements that are descriptive in some manner about every single voter in America. And rather than just being able to go in and say, hey, I want to send out a text to everybody in my district that's over 65, that's called targeting, and really anybody can do that, and a lot of people do it. Where our analytics come in and where the kind of the AI comes in is being able to take all of the information about an individual that we have and really skinny it down to where we are micro-targeting, where we have smaller groups, smaller cohorts. Let's say, well, one of the big ones we did for President Trump during the primary in Iowa was they wanted to really find some voters that haven't been touched yet and send them some specific messages. One of those cohorts that we cut out was Hispanic males over 25 that were married, that didn't vote in the last cycle, but that were NASCAR fans. And I think we came up with a couple thousand of those people that fit that micro-targeting and sent them messages and communicated with them and turned out 91% of them because we were sending them messages about things that they care about from people that they admire and that they care about. And so Ground Fusion has just been an amazing tool for us. It's a giant database. Think about it that way. But what we've also done is we've created some apps that plug into it. So my partner, Catherine Engelbrecht, that runs Through the Vote, we built an app for her called IV3, Independent Vote Verification and Validation, where citizens could go in and help clean up the voter rolls in their own county. I think we cleaned more than 1 million people off the rolls using IV3. We've got another one that's out there now that we've just released called Vote Alert, votealert.org. Think of it as Instagram for elections. If you see something, rather than just, you know, putting it on social media or saying something about it to your friends, go to Vote Alert, post it. And not only will we catalog it, but we'll get it where it's going. So if law enforcement needs to be involved or if someone else needs to be involved, we're actively doing that. We've got 24/7 coverage. We have a live call-in line if they'd rather call than write. And it's just been so much fun, and not just because we can do some really cool things with some really big data sets, but now because we're able to augment our data with those reports from IV3 and Vote Alert and some of the other work that we're doing. So, Dave, I just can't say enough about what Catherine and the True the Vote team are doing. Our tech team has been amazing, and we now have the tools that allow us to compete with what the left has been doing to us for decades.
No doubt. Well, Vote Alert, that's a .com, right?
.org.
.org. All right. Yeah, I got to clarify that because I may be reaching out to you the night of the election because Liberty News Radio and the Big Mig are going to hop on live on their Rumble channel from 7 to midnight Eastern time, and I'm going to be part of the team along with Sheriff Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, Alex Newman, George Ballantyne, Lou Moore, Lowell Nelson, Peter Scoop Stanton, and
all
others.
All my friends.
Oh, yeah, James Edwards, Dr. Scott Bradley, they're all going to be there with Sam Bushman and, of course, the Big Mig team of Lance and George. So it's going to be good.
Man, tell the guys I said hello, but we'd love to, you know, give you guys some updates and some reports and let you know what's going on. I think Catherine and the True the Vote team have partnered with Louder with Crowder and that whole group, and we're looking for different ways to get all this information out.
Now, is it this call-in number that you say, because people are obviously, folks, anybody that listens to my show knows you got to have your pen and paper out because you're going to be taking down numbers. You're going to be taking down information. There are people out there that are going to deep dive this stuff and they're going to research this stuff, trying to figure out exactly whether or not we're telling the truth. And this is the thing. I'm in your face all the time when it comes to this stuff. And people are very afraid of what's going on with election integrity. Now, Catherine, I've interviewed before. She is a dynamo, and she's gone through hell with her and her partner just trying to stay abreast of this thing and stay out of the eyeballs of the prosecutors, which they were at one time. And now that they're back in the saddle and riding full steam on this thing, we apparently have issues now. And there have been various ones that I've reported on over the last couple of days about people voting that should not be allowed to vote. What do you know about that?
Yeah, it's certainly everywhere. I would say, let me just sort of broadly kind of take part of this on. The challenge that we all face, of course, is that, you know, they don't clean these voter rolls. And in the past, while we've ran these call centers and we've ran apps like Vote Alert. We used to have one called Vote Stand, which is where this came from that I built when I was running Newt Super PAC back in 2012. But Vote Alert and these phone numbers really give us an opportunity to get eyes on a process that is totally broken. When we did the movie, one of the big challenges we had was getting enough video that would support the movie because there's supposed to be surveillance on all of these drop boxes out there, right? Well, when we went back there and tried to find it, we found very scarce amount of data. So video. One of the things we are doing today in the battleground states is we are streaming this video live. There are citizens out there that have taken it upon themselves using our streams and our platform in OpenInc, open.inc/streams. You can go and look at Dropbox streams coming from Wisconsin and Michigan. We launched last night. Pennsylvania. We're doing Arizona this weekend. I mean, we have so many things happening right now. It's very exciting, but the left absolutely hates it. Media Matters was banging on us yesterday. Some group from Germany that seems to hate us for some reason. Has some newspaper has written some pretty nasty stuff about us in the effort. But like I say, votealert.org or go to 866-888-2024, and you'll get a live operator that will take your report. And as I said, we'll catalog it. We'll push it all together. We've got a control center that's pushing all this together. And Dave, we have more eyes on this process today than we've ever had before in all of my 44 years in this business.
That is huge, Greg. And I appreciate that. And I know that, you know, before we go to break here, I want to try to get into folks. If you weren't writing that number down, it's 866-888-2024. I mean, that's fairly easy to remember, folks. That is a toll free number that you can call and report election integrity issues. If you see something, say something. This is the time to do it. This is what the left doesn't want. The left doesn't want their pants pulled down on election night and have fraud exposed, especially in clerks' offices. And if you see these clerks doing what they did the last time, like slapping newspaper and white paper up in the windows so poll watchers can't look in, I mean, I don't know that they can get away with, oh, the toilet's broken again, Greg, do you?
No, I think we got eyes on all of this. Of course, we're not going to have eyes in those toilet, in the bathrooms, but I'm telling you, these people are absolutely scared to death. And what we're finding here is that, you know, we're deterring bad behavior. Some of the nonsense that we saw back in 2020 is drying up. Very few people are misusing these ballot boxes, in part because of our movie, in part because, you know, they have no idea whether somebody's sitting in the parking lot filming them doing bad things. So, I mean, it's a great time to be in this space. It's fun. We're cautiously optimistic that we've put in place a mechanism that truly is going to create a more free and fair set of election processes across the country. And in this particular case, of course, the other thing we have to worry about is illegals voting.
Yeah, that is what we're worried about. I want to talk to Greg Phillips after we take a break for these short messages here on the Krieger Files, folks. We're going to get into detail about the mindset right now of the voter. A lot of them are vacillating. We don't like that. Look, if you're going to do the Christian duty and your civic duty, you got to get out and vote. We'll continue our conversation with Greg Phillips after these messages here. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, here we are back in the saddle at 18 after the hour. Greg Phillips is with us. He's the creator of Ground Fusion AI. He's put together a database of 211 million voters using AI technology to determine what matters to people. And it seems like, Greg, and thanks for being on the show so much, 866-888-2024, 866-888-2024. I hope you wrote this number down, because if you see something, say something. I think that most people right now, I've seen a lot of early voting. What have you seen so far from your data so far, Greg?
Yeah, we're optimistic. The turnout in areas where the other side really needs it is significantly down. But the other thing that we're noting here, and this has been widely reported, but it's happening in real life now, is African American males and Hispanic males in particular are turning out for Trump in droves. And it has to be scaring the life out of the left, because they just can't, they simply can't win with some of the margins that we're now seeing. I think it's very possible that we will get the majority of the Hispanic male vote, and we're going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 to 40% of the African-American male vote. And that is extraordinary. And there's just no coming back from that if you're Harris and that crazy dude she running with.
Well, you know, and of course, Mel Gibson said that Kamala has the IQ of a fence post and has too low of an IQ to be president. But the problem is she is president pro tem of the Senate, and she is going to be the one that's going to be certifying the election. I've done some research on that, and we've found out that she can and will be certifying the election. I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush certified the election, and he was the one elected president. So a lot of people are having an issue with going to the polls because they think their vote does not matter. Does your data support that?
Their vote absolutely matters. We believe that this entire thing is going to come down to about 700,000 voters across the United States, and how they turn out, if they turn out, and where they turn out. We've got a cohort that we've defined here. I think it's 704,000 people that we're communicating with regularly that are some, I'll call them are rare Republicans. They voted for Republicans in the past for whatever reason. They sat out in 2016 and 2020. Maybe they didn't like Trump. Maybe they didn't like, you know, whatever, or they're just mad or whatever. But those rare Republicans are responding to our entreaties in a way that really has been heartening, but actually caught us a little bit off guard. We weren't expecting the quality of response that we got back, but we're working really closely with teams that are reaching out to these people. They're in critical districts. In fact, they're in critical precincts. Our system allows us to score precincts by risk, and these voters can turn several precincts that are so meaningful to us that I can't even begin to explain. Every single vote matters. And getting out and doing this, I know it sounds trite and everybody says that every single time, but in this case, it's not enough just to vote. You've got to get out and vote.
Yeah. Yes,
but you've also got to get your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, anyone you can figure out, get them to the polls. Go pick them up. Take them there. Do whatever you've got to do to get these people out to vote, but it is an absolute imperative.
Well, when you say, and this is the thing I picked up on when you were commenting about heartened at things you didn't expect, was it because the current administration and all the policies they've done, the 44 executive orders that they enacted on day one of the Obama-Biden administration? I mean, this is what people are looking at. The truth here is, if Harris gets in office, it's going to be four more years of Obama. We already know this. I think most of America, if you don't realize this, you are fooling yourself. I mean, Obama. I mean, this is a fair statement. He's already said he'd be the Jiminy Cricket in somebody's ear. And we know he's been messing with Biden's head because, I mean, you see him together all the time. And Biden's upset because he got kicked out and there's no way. I'm having a hard time with the 704,000. I can't believe I'm looking for a Reagan-Carter showdown where 80% of America said, nope, we're not doing four more years of this garbage. You don't see the same thing happening again.
I don't. Unfortunately, I think that America is so polarized that just getting people to the polls where we need them to be is what it's all going to come down to. I'm more optimistic today than I was 2 weeks ago, given the numbers and how President Trump is strengthening. But nevertheless, I mean, we've got other things to worry about here. We've got a Senate to worry about. I was hopeful we would pick up seven seats in the Senate. I think we'll end up with a majority of maybe two, which is, you know, enough, but you know how it works, right? I mean, there's a couple of Republican senators in there that aren't really very conservative.
Sure.
So we need more than a two vote margin, but you know, we think that's where it is. The most frightening thing of all to me right now is the House of Representatives. We're watching 22 House of Representatives races that for whatever reason are toss ups and they shouldn't be. And they could keep, some of these will tip the balance of whether or not Republicans will have control of the House or not. But I just can't, again, the point of this is, it's not just Trump. We've got to win the Senate. We've got to win the House. You have to get out and vote. That 704,000, we think, will tip the presidential races to the point where we will win the White House. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to win the House and the Senate and any other down ballot races. And we've been supporting down ballot races all over the country using Ground Fusion. We have a program called Community Data Grants, where we're going in and finding these down ballot races. A lot of these people are amazing candidates. They just don't have the data they need to win. So we figured out a way to get them the data that they needed to be able to turn their own vote out and win through community data grants. Rather than giving them money, we were giving them data. And we believe we will see the needle moving on the down ballot races in a very significant way.
And see, just like what was said, it's all about the information, Marty. Remember the movie Sneakers? Yeah, it's all about the information, Marty. I really think the data, I mean, that was huge, you giving it up like that. I mean, you basically said, look, we have the data. This is what our voters think. They're scared, obviously, for another 4 years of this garbage. I mean, all people have to do is look at their pocketbooks. Now, regarding the female vote, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, we have to have a woman president. I mean, that is not the total equation here. I don't believe half the garbage mainstream media is spewing, saying that, you know, black females and white females love Kamala. I just can't believe that they would lower themselves that much to vote somebody in that talks in word salad all the time. I mean, can you imagine an emergency happening in America and word salad gets on camera? I mean, we can't take solace in that. I mean, what's your data telling you about the female vote?
She does have a little bit of a lead in some of the urban and suburban areas, but conservative women are doing things this time that we've never seen before. I've long said that I think, you know, smart, conservative, articulate women are going to take over America. I still believe that's true, and we're starting to see that happening in the polls right now. You're seeing that, you know, people like groups like Moms for America, Moms for Liberty, they're out banging on doors. They're making phone calls. Our data supports Moms for America and all of their work they're doing right now. And what they're doing is they're getting in and finding those targeted precincts. We're helping them target the precincts. We're helping them target the individuals that they need to be calling on, whether it's door knocking or making phone calls or sending a text or sending them an email. These people are doing some amazing work, and we've never seen anything like this really since 2010, when the Tea Party came in and took over, took over the House of Representatives because they were, you know, mad at all the nonsense that Obama had done. This is the first time we've seen true grassroots groups, not what we call the institutional grassroots, which are just, you know, these big groups that just raise a bunch of money and don't really do anything. These people are out literally knocking on doors in every single battleground state in America.
So do you have a sense that women understand that there's more month at the end of the money, that the pocketbook has been stretched thinner than they care to have it stretched, and that the economy and the illegal immigration, I mean, are these the things that your ground fusion AI is picking up on that is driving that vote toward Trump? Because, I mean, there are people that are telling me, Greg, the lesser of two evils. Well, we got to vote the lesser of two evils. It's all the uniparty system. I mean, what kind of data is your ground fusion AI showing as far as voters' feelings about those topics?
Yeah, there's a bit of enthusiasm gap here that Harris has. The enthusiasm for her, in other words, the people that want to get out and vote for her, they're going to get out and do it no matter what. That number is lower than we've ever seen before on the left. And so what I think's happening here is that she's going to be hurt with turnout. It's not necessarily that these people are going to pick between her and Trump. The fact of the matter is that many of these people just won't turn out at all. They'll stay home. And, you know, it's our right as citizens. We have three things we can do. You can vote for Harris, you can vote for Trump, or you can stay home. And I think what Harris risks here is so many of these people they can't really stomach voting for President Trump for whatever reason, but they also realize exactly what you just said, that, you know, they're trying to feed their kids and be sure the rent doesn't go up and be certain that these killers aren't crossing the border in the South. And so, the moms, that's the kind of thing that's resonating with moms. And then the final piece is, this is across the board. They don't want boys in the girls' bathrooms.
There you go. Thank you, Greg Phillips. We'll be back.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, we're back from the break here on our Friday edition. Michael Letts joins us. He's the founder, president, and CEO of investusa.org. That's investusa.org, just the way it sounds. This is a national grassroots nonprofit that is helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces. And we're not just talking about the cheap stuff. We're talking about the stuff that resists armor-piercing rounds. Welcome back to the show, sir. You're a regular guest here because, you know, one, you're law enforcement. You understand what's going on in the community right now. And you're looking at the fact that, you know, the border's been wide open and all these gang members are coming in here and they're starting to ride herd over the American people. And I think we're getting sick and tired of it. Is that what you're hearing on the ground?
Oh, there's no question. It's not just what we're hearing on the ground. It's what we're seeing, Dave. It's just what's shocking. They've taken over two city blocks, San Antonio. They're in Dallas. They're all over Texas. They're all over New York. They're all over Detroit. They're all over Michigan, in Michigan, Chicago. They're, of course, the West Coast, L.A., Portland, and other places. They're coming south, and they now have discovered their presence in Florida and in Atlanta and Georgia. So they're making an all-out concerted effort. They're consolidating. They're working together with MS-13 to put a network, much like you recall in the 30s, we had the mafia that covered the United States. That's why the FBI was created, to deal with interstate gangs. And it was the mafia that was the biggest concern. Well, this is making the mafia look like a Sunday afternoon picnic, because they are intricately arranged and involved with each other. They're dividing up territory. And here's what is scary. They have now, our intelligence agencies show that they've now issued an edict to their gang members that they will be bonused for every cop they kill.
Now, that's pretty damn scary, Michael. I'm telling you, the thing is, too, is that these people were let into this country and vetted and let into this country by DHS and the Biden administration, which Harris is a part of. And I tell people, look, if you don't like what you see, there's a reason why it's happening. And it's happening because of the fact that they let them in. They didn't bother to vet them. They didn't lock them up or turn them away or send them right back to where they came from. They allowed them to come in here. They allowed the cartels to fund them. And this is basically what's happening in America right now. And that's, you know, I mean, it's going to be in your face pretty soon if it isn't already. I mean, what are people telling you as far as your organization goes as to the number of confrontations people are having with these gang members?
We're seeing it more and more in the streets across the country. Let me address your question very bluntly. I'm having law enforcement all across the country calling and pleading. Do you have any active shooter vests that you haven't given away yet? Can you get them? These people mean business. When your law enforcement personnel are desperate to make sure they at least are on a level playing field, that is a very serious situation. We're going into an election right now in 2 weeks. They're not sure where they're going to stand. They know one thing, that when the bullets start flying, they're going to be the ones expected to be standing in the gap to protect the American citizens, and they don't have the necessary means to do so. So it is a very urgent situation for this country right now. I think one of the things, really, Dave, that just adds insult to injury is not only did the Harris Biden administration allow them in, they knew they were criminals, and put them in anyway, and then used our tax dollars to do it. They gave them the ability for transportation, for lodging, for food and health care support. I can't imagine anybody. That's like in World War II, Dave, bringing over the Nazis and placing them all across the country and helping them get established in America, even though we were fighting them in Europe. That's just, it's inconceivable. I just can't imagine what that administration was thinking, other than we know that they need open borders to be able to facilitate their election and they're keeping themselves in power. But what a price to pay for the American people, for somebody's greed to stay in power.
No doubt. And see, the thing is now Hillary has come out again. She can't just keep her mouth shut. No, she's got to stir up trouble. She's calling, you know, likening Trump to Adolf Hitler and likening MAGA supporters to Nazis. And I'm like, I know a lot of MAGA supporters, and they're not Nazis. They just want peace and quiet, and they don't want to be invaded. And they're trying, crazy, to push our buttons and get us upset. And so, you know, what are you hearing from? I mean, this is the thing about law enforcement, folks. If you don't understand when there is a delay for 911 getting to you, and you got people like Sheriff Grady Judd that's out there saying, look, if these people kick in your front door, shoot them. Shoot them dead. I've had, you know, constables tell me, you know, and tell friends of mine the same thing. When they come on your property and try to mess with your car, it's an extension of your property, and you shoot them in the head. You don't shoot them in the arm or the leg. You shoot them to where they can't get up and talk and testify against you because they'll probably come after you. And so the thing is, you know, what we don't want to see is a street war and a civil war. But, I mean, you've got to be hearing some rumblings from the law enforcement community, Michael, as to, you know, what happens if the unthinkable and people say, hey, you stole the election again. We're not going to put up with it anymore. I mean, what's law enforcement doing to stop retaliation?
Well, that's where it's headed. And we know, quite frankly, even the president, Biden, has said it will not be a peaceful transition, period. And they are anticipating if they can't get a civil war, they're going to try to make one. So what do we need to do? First of all, we don't need to be gassed by them into doing something that would give them a cause to declare martial law and to try to engage. But when they do engage, they're going to engage only what they can control at the moment, which is the agencies, federal agencies, ATF, FBI, et cetera. They want to. They just issued an order yesterday. I don't know if you heard or not. It's been kind of very low-key. Intel sources have showed it to me that Biden is authorized by executive order the military now to engage American citizens and to fire upon American citizens should there be a case of a civil war or rioting. First time in history that's ever happened. But what he fails to realize is we have 4.5 million combat veterans that are out in society today and thousands, millions and millions more who have served. The military will not engage and fire upon its own. I can promise you that. So that will not go anywhere. However, they also need to clearly understand, America and our federal government needs to understand, that the Constitution guaranteed us the right to bear arms for a reason. And that's to make sure a tyrannical government doesn't just walk over us and force us into their values and their will. So make sure every American is armed. Why do I say that? Times have changed. In the old days, we could protect you. Now is all we do is find out what happened afterwards. You're going to protect yourself and your family. You're going to need to make sure you have the armaments to do so and know how to use them. But be very cautious. Don't get baited. That's the key word we're looking for. Everything is in place. We know what to do. We know what to do when these things progress because they've already tipped our hand as to what they're trying to do. And there is a way to make sure the American will is fulfilled the right way. So, folks, let's stay united. Let's back our blue because, quite frankly, that's where it's supposed to be. Law enforcement is supposed to handle any civil disturbances to begin with. We're way down in numbers because of the fact of the defund the police. We're down in numbers because of a lack of morale, because the American law enforcement society doesn't think that we, the people, care. Let's show them different. Make sure that we make a concerted effort in the next few weeks. Tell every first responder you see, thank you for your service and thank you for standing in the gap if the time comes. They're prepared. They're ready to do so, but let's make sure they have enough of the equipment that they need to come home safe to their families. That's only fair. We come home to our families. They should be able to come home to theirs.
That's true. But the thing is this military has been so watered down. That's the term I like to use, and DEI'd to death. You have a lot of people out there, and I know that there are superiors out there. If Biden issued the order, and this is scary, I did hear about that. You know, posse comitatus. I mean, this is what we're talking about right now. And the thing is, with people wanting to just live in peace and be left alone, I mean, there are people out there that on the left, see, I really think that they have to worry more about that and the troublemakers that come in and start setting buildings on fire again and doing the same garbage they did in the summer of 2020 and how we're supposed to react to that when you've got people like Tim Walz telling law enforcement in Minneapolis to stand down while the city burns. I mean, you've got stuff like that. You've got these Democratic mayors and cities. I mean, the cops just can't stop not doing their job and watch the cities burn while we, the people, are going, hey, our tax dollars are going up in smoke here. You know, we need to act like Kyle Rittenhouse and defend our property. I mean, how's America supposed to view this?
Well, America's supposed to view it the way that the stage has been set. They set the stage. The left set the stage. This is well orchestrated. What they didn't count on was the patriotism of Americans and law enforcement. Law enforcement has learned a lesson. What is the lesson that we've learned? When an unlawful order is given, using Tim Walz as the governor of Minnesota, and the vice presidential candidate did when George Floyd happened, we are not to obey that directive. If we're ordered to stand down, but yet people are breaking the law, it's the commanders in the field now, and that's what we're counting on. to be able to have the experience and know that's an unlawful order. We do our jobs regardless, and that's what we will do.
Wow. All right. We're going to continue our conversation with Michael Letts. He's the founder, president, and CEO of InvestUSA. They provide thousands of bulletproof vests for armor piercing rounds, active shooter vests, they call them. We'll be back with our discussion after these words. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
All right, we are back here at 48 minutes after the hour as we wrap up our segment. Michael A. Letts, who is founder, president, and CEO of InvestUSA, joins us. He is stumping for cash, folks, because our law enforcement needs active shooter bulletproof vests. Describe to me the difference between just the regular vest. I mean, it normally can protect people against 9mm and stuff like that, but I mean, your high caliber rounds, that they have a tough time protecting against that.
Well, let me give examples. I want people to be able to know the truth. When we first started with bulletproof vests, this was 30 years ago. Of course, what the criminal element at that time would use a handgun. Nobody wanted to know you were going to rob a store, so you stuffed a pistol in your pocket and walked in and made the armed robbery. Then, of course, you know, if you got in a shootout, you were just shooting with a pistol. Nowadays, we're using long-range rifles, assault rifles, AK-47s, especially with all these gangs and terrorists that have come across the border. And so one of those rounds will pierce right through what we call a concealable vest, the vest you wear underneath because it's nothing but Kevlar. To give you the perfect illustration, it's a tragic illustration of what happened in Georgia. We had an officer that was responding to two assailants that were trying to break into a senior's home. He was shooting through the door with his .45 pistol. He was an ex-military, and they had on the outside with AK-47s. When the lieutenant was the first on the scene, of course, there were backup. There were all kind of cars coming in, but he was first. The assailant turned around with an AK-47, shot right through the passenger door, hit him. He had a concealable, not an active shooter vest, went right through the concealable vest and right out the driver's side door. That's how big these rounds are. And, of course, he immediately lost his life. Had he had an active shooter vest on, he would have stopped that round. He would be alive today.
Okay, and so people, when you look at this stuff, I mean, we're looking at $200 or $300 basically for just a regular vest, on the average, on the street. But I mean, these active shooter plus, the vest, do they have like armor plates and stuff in them? I mean, is that what makes them?
Titanium
plates, all right. So the thing is that how much more expensive are these compared to the regular vest?
We are getting them wholesale because we do so many across the country donation. We're roughly about $700 a piece.
Okay.
It varies based on the price of the seal, sometimes $650, sometimes $720, but around $700 a piece.
Okay. And so this is the thing, folks. You can go to investusa.org and donate so that somebody gets one of these active shooter vests, especially in the major cities. Is that where you're getting most of your calls from for these things?
That is where we are. You know, we're getting calls. I'll tell you what's shocking, and this is what's so sad, Dave. We're getting calls from the major cities, yes. We're getting calls from all the rural areas. These gangs are going, they're not just limiting themselves to major cities. They're all over the country now. So if you think you live in a one town, one stoplight town, you're safe. Unfortunately, you're not anymore.
Well, the thing is too, is because Americans are armed and because of the fact that, you know, the police forces are limited, you know, the old saying, I got your back in case something were to happen like this. I mean, Americans, even in the rural areas, if you're saying what you're saying is true, the bigger thing is, you know, we're all afraid that if we, you know, go outside our conscience and have to pull that trigger and kill somebody, it's because we're defending ourselves. And people need to understand that, you know, even though we have a castle doctrine, if you see a whole crowd of these illegals with guns coming up your front lawn, I mean, how are we supposed to react? I don't want to wait until these people kick in my front door to start shooting. We're all afraid we're going to get arrested by law enforcement. You know, when they showed up, it's like, well, who fired first? Well, they came, they had guns, I felt threatened, and this is what I did. I understand castle doctrine, but I mean, from a law enforcement perspective, how's the average American supposed to behave?
Well, quite frankly, is this. If you are convinced that your life is in danger, then you have the right to protect it.
And that includes on your property.
That's on, definitely on your property, without question. When you're out, if you're out 10 blocks away, it's not on your property, you better make sure that any reasonable person would agree that you are defending your life. Here's the key. I've seen this happen so many times in law enforcement. You threatened me, then you turn around and you ran away and I shot you in the back. Well, I'm sorry, from a law enforcement standpoint, the threat was leaving and you took advantage of it. But if the threat is imminent, you have every right to defend yourself.
So they're facing you and they're charging you. And I guess, you know, my peace officer buddy in Texas told me they were coming at you in a furtive and aggressive manner. Is that the kind of terms you hear?
That is the terms.
Yeah, that's aggressive, folks. In other words, they're coming at you. I'm sorry to have to even bring this subject up. It saddens me that we even have to go that far and have this kind of conversation. But I mean, when the Democrats are sitting there foaming at the mouth all the way up to the White House saying that we're going to have another civil war and we're going to do something to stop it and I'm going to turn the U.S. military, I agree with you. I don't think that our U.S. military is going to want to shoot Americans. But I don't know that they're smart enough to resist an order that's unconstitutional from their superiors.
Well, here's where that's going to happen, Dave. Your TV generals are going to accept those orders. They will pass them down to the commanders of the divisions. It's the commanders of the divisions who have been in combat who know what's right and wrong. They will be the ones that will say, no, I don't think so.
I mean, that would be killing American citizens. They couldn't live with themselves. I mean, I'm sorry, but they're a registered voter and they back the blue. I mean, it's just wrong to even think that they would turn their weapon on an American citizen. But I mean, you know, it happened at Waco. I mean, they charged Waco and, you know, as soon as he opened the front door, I mean, nobody was shooting. They fired rounds and hit Koresh. They did the same thing with Vicky Weaver and took her head off. I mean, you know, we're looking at all these federal alleys. I mean, I'm more concerned about them than I am local law enforcement. I think local law enforcement understand, look, we're outnumbered, and if the populace wants to come out and help protect us, if we get in a firefight and we have, you know, one or two officers pinned down and there's residents in the neighborhood that see this going on, don't you think that it's incumbent upon them to help defend somebody else's life, especially a cop?
There's no question. The point we're driving, Dave, is the old days are over. To where you can just sit back and think you don't have to do anything. If you want to protect your family, your children will fall upon you to be a part of the thin blue line. We don't have enough. We'll have to have citizens that will help. I know they're willing to. I know there's veterans that'll do that. You know, it's interesting what you said a minute about Waco and others. The point that I'm making is those are federal agencies, and you need to be clearly cognizant that the federal agencies are controlled by this administration because of the people that they put in place. And it's the federal agencies that cause us the biggest concern, not the military.
Right. But then again, the Pentagon is telling the military, okay, go out and do this. And it's like, okay, you're a federal agency. And as you said, they hand down the order to their subordinates and the subordinates look at this and go, I don't think so. You know, they're looking at what is necessary. They go out in the field. And if nobody's resisting and nobody's firing on them, and they're not charging up the front lawn. I mean, this whole thing is for naught what Biden has done. He has just further, basically put fear in people that, look, if you rebel, I really don't believe that he's going to do this to liberals that are out there burning down buildings like they did in the summer of 2020. I mean, if they find out and all of a sudden we don't see the National Guard or our military out there defending what, you know, was being burned down in the summer of 2020, I would think this thing is definitely politically slanted. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be definitely be a fair statement. What's concerning, Dave, though, is they've shown this before. They don't mind putting their people out with a MAGA hat on and blaming it on somebody else to try to stir up controversy, to try to make the beast bigger. That's why it was important what you said. Make sure you know what's going on before you get baited.
Yeah, that's a big thing, folks. And they are going to try to push your buttons. I mean, this is what Hillary's been doing, calling Trump a fascist and a Nazi and Hitler. And I mean, all they're doing is trying to stir up trouble and trying to discourage you from going to the polls because we're the almighty government and we have the resources and we're going to come for you if you vote for Trump. And, you know, I mean, all this is just phooey in my book. So this whole situation with Invest USA and everything that you're doing right now, as far as the public relations programs and everything else, law enforcement obviously is very happy to get these vests, but so far you've done what, more than or close to 14,000 vests so far, active shooter?
That's correct.
I mean, that's incredible, but, you know, most of them are going to major cities, though, right?
Correct, correct.
Democrat-controlled?
All of them are Democratic-controlled.
I was afraid you were going to say that. wow.
See, folks, it is a shame when their officers say, look, don't hold the elected officials against us because we can't stand them either. Please just help us do our job.
Oh, for God's sakes. I mean, this sickens me just to even know that. And I back the blue. I'm a member of multiple sheriff's associations, including the CSPOA. So, I mean, come on, folks, understand something. 911 does work. We told you already about votealert.org and we told you about the toll free number. If you see something, say something. And seriously, I mean, the toll free number, the 866-888-2024 number might even be good if you see people coming against a voting precinct. Is that a possibility?
It is a possibility. They are looking. Here's what we need to understand. They are so desperate because of the turn of events over the last few weeks and where the direction of this election is headed. They will do anything. They demonstrate that. They'll do anything necessary to win. So don't ever forget that.
Yep, we won't. Michael Letts, thank you so much for joining us, folks. If you want to donate and help an officer with an active shooter vest, go to investusa.org and support the cause. They need the vest, folks. Otherwise, you know, your protection is going down the toilet. And I don't want that to happen. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll have you back again post-election to talk about what's going on and how things are progressing. In the meantime, folks, we will be back on Monday to continue this segment. Remember our nationwide broadcast on election night, 7 to midnight Eastern, on the Big Mig Rumble channel with Liberty News Radio. I will be there along with a complete staff. And in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We gotta save it. Now's the time. See you Monday.